Hello and welcome back to Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2015, Lent 33. Today we can continue on Ephesians chapter 2, today focusing on verses 14 through 16, which reads, "For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with his commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it." You know, I can't help thinking about when I first read this, and seeing about the dividing wall and looking at the picture that comes with this. I know you can't see the picture that comes with this. You know, I'm thinking about the Berlin Wall. And I think that was in 1989, somewhere around there, when that event happened and that wall that was dividing the country and dividing families. And it finally came down and people were were able to be reunited with their families, and this end of division between the people. I think that's what Paul is really trying to get at to us today. You know, yesterday we were talking about issues of noticing and recognizing the stranger and being able to look at the stranger equally as the same. And I think this is a continuation of that same message. And I think when we are able to put down our walls and not divide people, only then can you know true peace. And I think this is what is meant by the word shalom. It's a Hebrew word. It's a word that does mean peace, but it's a little bit deeper than that. I once taught an entire study about, the very deep, significant meaning of shalom. And it's more than just saying peace be with you. It's more about this concept of Christian unity. And so when you use the word shalom, you are essentially, saying, I bring unity to this event when you use that word shalom. And I think that's what Paul was wanting us to remember. He also was mentioning in verse 15 about that Christ abolished the law. You know, many people, when they read this in scripture, automatically assume that the law was in reference to the Ten Commandments. And that's not all the time true. It is sometimes true in scripture, but not all the time true. The law that they were talking about was the law that the Jewish people had kind of put on themselves when they wrote all these laws on to meet their needs at the time, during the time of the Old Testament, when they had all these crazy laws. And you can read all of them in the book of Leviticus if you really want to know them. Talking about, but some of them were really crazy. But they wrote them because all these issues kept arising. And what the New Testament tells is that Christ is the fulfillment of that law, meaning that those laws become obsolete because Christ takes all of that and makes us right with God. That's where we get the term righteous from. And so the last part of this text talks about this notion of reconciliation, and reconciliation, of being reconciled to God, again, is only possible through the work of Christ. To be reconciled, I want you to think about what that means for a minute. I think the first thing that I think of is, when I'm really angry at someone, or I'm thinking about when I was younger, mainly when I was really angry with like one of my siblings, my mother used to always say, she used to say occasionally, you need to reconcile your differences. This needs to be reconciled. And I never quite understood what of that meant. I would say I was sorry, but I didn't always mean it. And I think what Paul is really getting at here is that being reconciled to God has to do with not only mending those fences, but humbling yourself to be able to receive the peace that comes from that. You know, we often talk about the peace that surpasses all understanding, that comes from Paul's writings. And, you know, it's a peace that you almost can't describe. And that's almost what shalom is. Shalom is this really deep, intentional reconciliation, this very deep connection that somehow brings a calm to us. It's more than just saying peace on the surface, and it's being made right with God, so much so that it may be beyond our understanding. That's why we say the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It may not be something that we are meant to understand, because it is very difficult to think about why and how God loves us the way he does. But that is the promise that we have received in the waters of baptism, and that is the grace that God bestows, even though we don't deserve it. And that same message of peace and reconciliation and unity is what we are called to do and be for others in this world. And we exhibit God's grace when we show that to others. Let us pray. O God, bring peace surpassing our blessings and boundaries. And Lord, bring your shalom so that reconciliation and unity reign. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.